My name is Patrick Kennelly, and I manage the food safety program for the California Department of Public Health. California Department of Public Health wants to take this opportunity to remind football fans to continue to use safe food preparation and storage practices while they're enjoying the Super Bowl this Sunday. It's very easy to get sidetracked by the game and leave foods out for extended periods of time, and doing that at room temperature can allow bacteria to grow in some of these perishable food items. Bacteria that grows in food can cause foodborne illness, and we want to make sure that fans can enjoy the Super Bowl and not suffer from any illness in the wake of that. We have about 48 million illnesses in the United States each year, which leads to about 128,000 hospitalizations and over 3,000 deaths. That's one in six Americans winds up getting a case of foodborne illness at some point in time during the year. Best thing you can do is follow some basic practices. You know, make sure that you wash your hands with soap and warm water before and after you do food preparation, especially when you're handling raw foods like raw meats. Clean all of your work surfaces and utensils and dishes with hot soapy water and rinse them with hot water after each use. Make sure you cook your food thoroughly and that you refrigerate between meals. We try to remind people to keep hot foods hot and cold food cold. If you're going to have a hot food item and it's been sitting out for a half an hour, either put it back in to keep it warm in the oven or, you know, let's get it refrigerated and cooled down so that we don't have bacteria growing. You can always heat it up again if you decide to have a second round. Most common symptoms are associated with foodborne illness are diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal cramps, and fever. This can lead to, of course, much more severe symptoms that in some cases will require hospitalization. Most people will recover from foodborne illness on their own in 3 to 7 days. However, young children, elderly, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems, they're at the highest risk of potentially life-threatening complications, and that can lead to hospitalization and, unfortunately, even death in some cases. We have more information posted on the CDPH website. We have information on food safety tips for feasts, including holiday feasts, safe food handling practices, how to control food allergens if you have some friends coming over that might be sensitive to certain ingredients like peanuts or fish, and also foodborne pathogens and illness if you just have a desire to get more information about the types of bacteria and illnesses that they cause.